Video, it's heart-wrenching. Texas family grieves teenager lost to possible fentanyl poisoning. By Amy Furr on February 12, 2024. A Texas family is mourning the loss of their 17-year-old son, who died of possible fentanyl poisoning on February 1. Robbie Stovall described his son, Chance, as a person who was joyful, happy, athletic, and outgoing, adding, "Seeing photos of my son walking into his room, and he's not there, it's heart-wrenching," NBC DFW reported Sunday. When the incident happened, Chance was rushed to a hospital, where Stovall said workers informed the family he had died of fentanyl poisoning. "You know that the nationwide has a problem, but you don't know how big a problem until it personally affects you," Stovall explained. In September 2022, leaders with Hays Consolidated Independent School District, CISD, in Texas announced they had lost a fourth student to a fentanyl overdose, per Breitbart News. The outlet also noted that the amount of fentanyl authorities seized across the nation tripled in July. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, data showed, Breitbart News reported on August 18. The amount was enough to kill 469 million people. Related, never seen a scene like this before. LVPD officers save fentanyl victims from ODing. U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration Dallas Special Agent in Charge Eduardo Chavez told NBC DFW that fentanyl packaging can be deceiving. Dealers have apparently been selling fentanyl-laced pills to young people in schools and neighborhoods, according to the article. Stovall believes his son was experimenting, which was a mistake. Now, he wants his family's story to help save other lives that might be in danger. The young man's obituary reads, "Chance Stovall, 17, a junior at Wylie East High School, was born December 10, 2006, in Rowlett, Texas. Chance loved to spend his days outside fishing, hunting, playing football, and chasing girls. He was an extremely loyal person who loved his mom more than anything. He was always upbeat and positive. He was ready to help anyone at any time. He was extremely respectful to people around him. He would be the first person to open the door for anyone or give up his seat for a woman or elder. Even on the darkest days, Chance was a light in the room." Laredo, Texas, Mayor Victor Trevino said in October that officials must work harder at blocking fentanyl from crossing the border, noting, "That is where the crux is, stopping it at the border." Related, Angel Mom rips into DHS Chief Mayorkas, "He is partially responsible for my daughter's fentanyl poisoning."